Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside the governor, I don't even know if I can call him that, Paul Ince. Anyway, we begin today's poddy thingamajig with, of course, the fallout from the Premier League and a classic where Klippity-Klopp's Liverpool drew 2-2 with Man United at Old Trafford. Here's all the reaction on TalkSport.
And there is the full-time whistle. Well, how damaging will this result be for Liverpool come the end of the season? They were one-man up and cruising at half-time when Luis Diaz converted. Bruno Fernandes equalised in sensational style soon after half-time. It started with a misplaced pass from Jarrell Kwanzaa. Fernandes spotted Kelleher off his line. He took aim from just on the edge of the centre circle inside the Liverpool half and managed to pick out the corner. Kobbie Mainoo put the hosts in front totally against the run of play. A brilliant curling shot into the far corner in front of the Stretford end, but Mo Salah from the penalty spot.
Game on, we are in the middle of it, so that's how it is. So I know, we had that years ago. We said if it's too nervy for you, go and travel somewhere where you have no television, no radio, no internet, nothing, and then come back in 6-7 weeks. And but being in it is actually the best position ever. So, and it's not only for us that it's difficult. It is for the others difficult as well. So, and they have to play important games. We have to play important games. And United against Liverpool is a special game. So, like, for them especially, which makes it more tricky for us in a week, 1.5 weeks or whatever, we play against Everton. They don't play against each team like they play against us, so that's ours. But for that, Arsenal-Tottenham is whatever. And these kind of things. So that's all clear. I would have loved to win today, but I take the point and we keep going.
This is what it means at the top of the table. Manchester City are third, 70 points from 31 games. Then come Liverpool, 71 points, 31 games, a goal difference of plus 42. But Arsenal are top of the pile at the end of this weekend. They've got a plus 51 goal difference, 71 points from 31 games.
Much frustration. And it's more the frustration after this week when you got yourself three times your winning position and then three times you give it away. And we should have had 9 points after this week, but we have only two. And the standard for Manchester United is that you get nine points and go up for top four and compete for trophies. We can still win because we are in the FA Cup final, semi-final. Also top four, we will keep fighting for it. It's still possible because we have seen if we collected 9 points from this week, we were in the race for the top four. And we have to believe in that and keep fighting for every point, for every game. We need wins. And the good thing is we can put ourselves in winning positions, but we have to learn to bring the win over the line.
TalkSport Daily.
And is the former Premier League gaffer Alan Pardew on the final word?
I do think sometimes he gets a little bit delusional. I don't know. I didn't see 9 points at all in those three games.
No.
They're wide open, Man United at times. Wide open. Robertson was having three runs today down Garnacho's side. They were getting down the right-hand side. You know, it's like... And the midfield was so much space for Casemiro. And I've got to tell you that his attitude at times worried me as well. And I think that reflection of what you're saying, whether it's been passed down from the captain or wherever, there is something in that team that is not quite right. Although, in Bruno's defence today, I thought he was United's best player today.
Yeah, and he did step up at moments.
It was a fantastic goal. Yeah. I mean, a goal out of the top draw, that was.
Now, here's the reaction to the other Premier League game, starting with Big Angie Spurs and their clash with Nuno's Forest.
Full-time whistle. Tottenham are back into the top four. And the prospect of Champions League football is now firmly in their hands in the closing weeks of the season. And it's the defenders who have taken them there today, Nicky van der Ven and Pedro Porro, two players who embrace on the field. They scored the second half goals to carry Spurs to victory. Forest had their chances after the equaliser from Chris Wood. Wood hit the post in the first half. Tottenham Hotspur 3, Nottingham Forest 1.
Just keep playing our football and we're there for a reason. It's, you know, we're not there after four games. It's after 30-odd, so means we're there because of the football we played, and we've just got to continue to do that. In the last couple of games, you know, we've got a strong squad now and I can make changes and help the team, which, you know, we kind of couldn't do through that middle part of the season. And, you know, I think that's going to hopefully help us, you know, with a pretty tough run into the end of the season.
You know, you had your moments in the game, but Tottenham just got those two quick goals and took it away from you.
Yeah, simple as that, isn't it? I think the first half was a good first half. We played the way we wanted to play, controlling, managing Tottenham and creating good moments of possession and threat and chances and scoring. Second half, no. I think we came in too passive. We allowed two goals to Tottenham and then it becomes much harder.
And that Chris Wood chance when he hit the post, I mean, if that goes in, you were really in the ascendancy.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. I think there are two moments in the first half that can change the history of the game without sounding that is an excuse. There's the red card that I saw the image, that's why I'm talking, and there's the missed chance of Chris that could change the mood, the belief for the second half.
TalkSport Daily.
Sheffield United 2, Chelsea 2, the bottom team twice back from behind for a richly deserved point. It's a blow for Chelsea, despite being 7 unbeaten. They led through Thiago Silva. Jadon Bogle levelled for the home team. It was Noni Madueke who spectacularly restored Chelsea's lead, but Ollie McBurnie plundered a stoppage time leveller. Sheffield United 2, Chelsea 2.
I'm in a real positive place personally. I think we are behind the scenes. We understand that, you know, it's a painful season for everybody, but you wouldn't have felt that today, coming to the ground, you know, and, you know, during, before, during, and after. So I think people recognise that it's a painful season. We've had to go through it. Some games have been more painful than others, but today feels a step in the right direction. We'll build. The club will be here next year. You know, it's not just going to fall away. So we'll keep going. We'll keep going to the end.
Maurizio, having gone ahead 2-1. What a great goal it was too. You'd have expected to win the game from that point. Why do you think you didn't?
No, because that is football. Eh? That is football. Sometimes it's difficult to explain. I think conceding the way that we concede, we should defend better. But that is one of the skills of Sheffield. They have a strong, you know, guys on the team, and the use, you know, to play in this way, and of course we need to accept that we didn't, you know, were strong enough in to defend one of the last actions that was in the last few minutes.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's speak to a Chelsea fan off the back of that 2-2 draw at Sheffield United. Matthew joins us. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good. All good. A topsy-turvy week for you, of course. The elation from the week after beating Manchester United in the style that you did with Cole Palmer to then dropping points against Sheffield United. You've got to be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to sort of look at it as a week of disappointment against Burnley, then happiness, joy, whatever you want to call it, against United, and then back down to earth today again. I mean, you take away the United result, 2 points against the bottom two when one had 10 men is pretty poor. The injuries at the back four has been a bit of a problem for us, but, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. I've given up having
It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about, and I've got a lot of friends who are Chelsea fans, you know, the history of the Champions League and the Premier League titles and Mourinho and all that history, well, not that long ago, and now you spent all this money and you look like your best bet for the season is going to be Europa Conference League. I mean, it's a bit of a worry, isn't it?
TalkSport Daily.
Now, here's a clip from the weekend breakfast show and the former Wolves gaffer, Dean Saunders, defending the current manager, Gary O'Neill, after they had a goal disallowed in the defeat to West Ham.
And you can hear the boos for referee Tony Harrington and his team of officials because the full-time whistle has gone here and the players gathering round Harrington in the centre circle right now, absolutely livid with the intervention in stoppage time after they thought Max Kilman in the 98th minute had managed to get an equaliser for Wolves. Gary O'Neill now intervening to stop his players getting booked.
This is an accumulation of decisions that have gone against Wolves, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And everybody should look at him now. He looks a young, fresh, no bags under his eyes. That yesterday puts years on him. I've been there. You know, I honestly think, you know, the lower down you go, I manage Wrexham in the conference, and sometimes I used to say to my assistant, Brian Carey, before the game, who's the ref? Mm. Who's the ref today? Because the referees, I felt, 70% of the games are decided by the officials. Ridiculous decisions, like you'd get. There was no VAR.
On now, it's a bit of Football League trophy final action where Adrian Durham's beloved Peterborough beat Wickham at Wembley.
It's another great Peterborough-Wembley moment. They're so at home at the National Stadium, it might as well be their second home. A second EFL trophy for Peterborough United, and it is thrust high into the afternoon sky. Ferguson and Burrows together lift it aloft. The Posh are back on top in the EFL trophy. There are dark blue and white ribbons across it. That gleaming silver trophy as the ticker tape goes up into the air. Big cheers from all of the Peterborough fans.
Wow, that's magical. Just pure magic. When your team wins at Wembley, it feels so, so good. And in that dramatic fashion right at the end, just doesn't get any better than that. And it's a local lad, the captain, who's done it as well. Every single Wembley box is ticked today if you're a Peterborough United fan. And it feels so, so damn good. So good. And what a game. It was so competitive. Wickham, I thought, were absolutely magnificent. Played above themselves, really. If you look at the League One table, I thought they were magnificent. Tactically, physically, they created chances. Certainly first half, scored a thunderbolt to equalise. An absolutely brilliant hit from Dale Taylor. But it's the captain who's done it. The 22-year-old Harrison Burrows, local lad. He's been at Posh since he's around 6 years old. He was here at Wembley as a fan 10 years ago, watching Peterborough United win the EFL trophy then when they beat Chesterfield. And he's from a sporting family as well. His brother Josh plays non-league football. His other brothers, Harley and Jensen, they're boxers with bright futures. So Chris Farino, watch out. Harrison Burrows has got two brothers who are very, very good young up-and-coming boxers. So they might be watching out for you after that tussle right at the end.
TalkSport Daily.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for,
Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, here's the Sun's Sean Custis on the Sunday edition, saying he doesn't want Brentford to stay in the Premier League. How nice is that?
The Brentford supporters applauding their team's efforts. They very nearly took all 3 points back to West London. But as it stands at full-time here at Villa Park, Aston Villa 3, Brentford 3.
Now, one of the other great little clubs is Brentford, and I feel that one day they will get the comeuppance because they have a very small budget. They're not sort of one of those teams which have a great...
What a horrible expression to use. Comeuppance?
No, comeuppance is... Yeah, all right. Thanks for picking me up on that. That's probably the...
Come on,
Sean. They're above their station. They shouldn't be in the Premier League almost.
It's getting worse.
You know?
I know. It's getting worse.
When in Hull, stop digging.
Small budget. I know what you're saying. Small budget.
Yeah.
And can you continually...
How can you continually
punch above your
that?
Weight?
Yeah.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldsby's Drive Time Show, 4 p.m. today, alongside the Governor, Paul Ince. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldsby Talks About Daily podcasts out. First in the morning, do what you have to do to get it. Just do whatever you have to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.